So I am Fabiano Fidencio. I am a software engineer working for Red Hat for the last 5 years and something. I'm here to talk about Fleet Commander and try to show you guys why Fleet Commander is the most efficient way to manage desktop profiles of your fleet. I have to say that this talk, although I am the one presenting here, it was made in collaboration with Oliver Gutierrez, who is the main Fleet Commander developer. And also, I would like to mention that you can see a bunch of logos up there. It's because Fleet Commander interacts with a lot of projects, Cockpit, Spice, FreeIPA, and TripleSD, which is the project that I am currently working on. I guess the first thing to say is I'm saying that Fleet Commander is the efficient way to manage desktop profiles of our fleet, but what the hell is a desktop profile? So, a desktop profile is basically a bunch of desktop-related settings associated to a user, group, host, or host group. And at this point, this is tied to GNOME. Let me tell you a little bit about Fleet Commander and the idea behind this project. This project was created because managing desktop profiles is not that easy. It's actually a real pain for sysadmins. If you are asking why, you most likely are not a sysadmin. Basically, when you are dealing with those desktop profiles, one thing that we don't want to do is we don't want to mess up with user's home directory. And so far, there is no solution that does that. Messing up with user's home directory is something really not good because user can override it, and then your script can just try to override it again, and you may end up in a state that is not exactly consistent. The second thing is that deploying those changes is not something easy to do. Mainly when you're talking about a company that has 10,000 users with a bunch of groups that should apply to different hosts or different host groups. So this is something not easy to manage. Mainly because we don't have a specialized tool to do that. Till now, we are the tool. We are here to provide you guys easy, insane way to do this job. Before I go ahead, let me just try to have everyone on the same page about what Fleet Commander is not. We are not a system-wide management configuration tool. We are here for desktop profiles. We care about desktop settings. We are not a script-based solution. We are a solid tool that was developed together with GNOME developers, which helped us a lot. We pretty much know what we are doing, and we're trying to do it in the best possible way. And last but not least, we are not an identity and policy management solution. We rely on one. We rely on FreeIPA for doing that. But we don't do that. Okay, so let me give you a brief overview about the project, because Fleet Commander is a software that has pretty much like three components. The first one is Fleet Commander Admin. This is a cockpit plugin. So any admin will end up accessing this via web browser. And this is used to manage desktop profiles pretty much. There you can create, delete, change. We have the second part there is a the Fleet Commander logger. This part runs just when a live session is running. I'm not going to tell you guys what a live session is, just keep this name in mind. I'm going to show you later. And hopefully it's going to work. But as the name says, it's pretty much used for logging the changes done in this live session. And then we have the client part. The client part is responsible for once the user logs in and matches, and the system matches that this is the right user, or this user is part of the right group, or he's using the right host, or this host is part of the right host group, this specific profile should be applied. Okay, and we are talking about profiles and settings, but what are the settings that we are actually supporting here? First thing I have to tell you, there are two ways to configure those settings. First one is via web interface, where we can configure GNOME software editor speak. This is like a software that is going, you can just recommend softwares that your the users of your company can just install. We also have support to setting up GNOME Online accounts. There is still some work to be done there, because we cannot do this like in a mass production, but work is being done on this front. And then we have the live session. The live session is basically we boot up a virtual machine with a vanilla OS, a vanilla system that you just go there, do the changes you want. Those changes are logged, stored, and you distribute those changes to all the users. And via live sessions, we can have just settings-based applications. We can have changes for LibreOffice, Network Manager, and Chrome and Firefox policies. I know that on Fleet Commander side, they are working on support for adding bookmarks and setting the first page and this kind of stuff, apart from the policies as well. Okay, I will try to show you guys how it works and how it's supposed to work. So let's have some demo time and let's hope it's not going to explode. So let me move this up there. No. And get this one back here. No. Let me just try to mirror my screen right now. I'm over there. Okay. Nope. Okay. Here we have the. I don't see it. Let me just. So here we have the FreeAPA administration UI. And we are going to just add a new user, or try to. You guys will have to trust me, because I couldn't mirror this, so everything can go wrong. So Actually, let me try again to mirror my display. Okay, better now. So, this is the Free API Web UI. So I'm just going to add a new user here. OSC OpenSUSE user. Set in a password. Okay, user is added, and now let me just see whether I can actually gain it with this user. Okay, I have to change the password. Wait. That's amazing. Oops, wrong user. Okay. Okay, the user is created. You saw, like, I logged in. Let me log in my virtual machine. Not this one. So, new user, we are starting the first time session. And you can see everything here is the default on CentOS. Next. Grant, skip. Okay. So let me now show you guys the Fleet Commander in action. This is the cockpit web UI. I'm logging in as admin, my free API administrator. And I'm going to set up to add a new profile called OSC. And you can set like for which users, groups, hosts, or host groups is going to be applied, which is the priority of this profile, and whatnot. Here, I'm going to start a live session. So just click on edit, live session. And I'm going to get this vanilla machine that I have here. I'm connecting to this machine via Spice HTML5 client. And this machine is pretty much like a fresh installed machine where I'm going to do the changes there. And Fleet Commander Logger is going to log those changes. Once I'm done with them, I will review them, apply them, and then log out and log in with that user that I have created to show you guys that those changes actually change. I guess one of the most easiest changes to do that you guys can see is like changing the background. So, do you guys want to choose one? The pink one. Okay. The pink one. Then we review in Submit. Here are the changes that were done. We want to get the background one. save it. And it's done. Let's see now if it works. Here is the machine that I logged in. I am the OpenSUSE user. I'm going to log out. And log in again. And it failed. Okay, amazing. Live demos are just amazing. Let me just show debug it here a little bit. And let's try again. The client was down. Let's see if it's... Nope. Okay, so let's skip this part of live demo. You guys are going to trust me, or you have to trust me. That's going to work. I'm sorry. We can get sit together after this meeting and do some debug on this together. I should have prepared the video. I tried this like a few minutes before, and it was kind of working. So, what was supposed to happen? Basically, on the first part, like on the cockpit web UI, you have the Fleet Commander plugin. There you can add a new profile and manage it, and then you just... What I did, I clicked on live session. We just spawned a virtual machine. On this virtual machine, we did all the changes we wanted. All those changes were logged by Fleet Commander logger and sent back to the admin machine through Spice, through a Spice channel. Once we review this and save it, it's stored on FreeAPA. There is a plugin for that called FreeAPA Desktop Profile. And once I log in into the client machine, it should download, fetch those profiles, and apply them. Unfortunately, something exploded here. If you guys want to give it a try, and I hope that after this talk you still want to give it a try, everything will be available, is available on Fedora 26 or newer, and everything should be available on CentOS 7.5 or newer. I'm not using it here, but I have a Fleet Commander Vagrant Ansible project that just gives you a bunch, actually two virtual machines with everything ready to use. The reason I'm not using this here is because I've been trying this on CentOS, and I don't have support to CentOS yet. I have support for Fedoras, but I'm going to add it and fix those issues. Here is the GitHub page. This slide is going to be somewhere. We have some plans for feature releases that's pretty much like UI and UX enhancements. Make it work, for sure. And we would like to have a way to support direct integration with Active Directory. Because right now, we support it with FreeAPA, but a bunch of people just use direct integration with AD. But this is a GPO domain that I'm not that familiar with. If someone here is familiar with GPO, let's talk after this meeting, after this talk, and you guys can give me some help. Talking about help, we really need your help. We need your help coding. There are bugs. I guess you guys saw there are bugs. So we need some help to fix them. But here is the part that I would like to get the attention of you, because we are missing a bunch of packages on OpenSUSE. We don't have cockpit for OpenSUSE. The last time I checked, at least, we don't have cockpit. We don't have any free IPA package for OpenSUSE. We used it to have. At some point, Derek's, I'm not sure if Derek's is here. Derek's was maintaining free IPA, but at least the client side, but it's not maintaining it anymore. And I'm not sure why. Like, if there is something that you guys need from us, from free IPA, come talk to us. Open issues, we are really, really willing to fix those issues in order to provide you guys those packages as well. And we don't have any Fleet Commander code for OpenSUSE as well. But in order to have it there, we need Force Cockpit and free IPA. So if someone is willing to give it a try, if someone is willing to give us some help to do that, let's talk. And we need your help with enhancement requests. If you start using it and if you see something going not quite well as this, ping me, ping enough developers. We are going to fix the issue. I would like to say thanks to a few people here, like the free APA part who drove this project is basically Alexander Bokovoy and Christian Hames. Myself and Jakub Hrozek, we did the whole part for SSSD. And a special thanks to a former colleague, Pavel Grunt from Spice team, because he did the whole Spice work. Here is just like a bunch of more information about the project. The slides will be uploaded after the talk, so you guys can just find it. And I'm open for questions. Don't ask why it didn't work. I will have to debug it. Go ahead. No, it's not dependent on the user. So the question was, he said that probably it didn't work because I used the wrong user. It's not dependent on the user. The user, you log in the live session. The live session is just like a way to get all the changes you do there. So it doesn't matter. We just get all those changes. We compile a dconf profile, and we install this dconf profile on the client machine. And in the beginning, I said that we are not messing up with home users' home directory, and that's the reason why. Because we have the system precompiled layer of settings. We have the Fleet Commander one, and then the user. The user can do whatever they want in the end. Any other question? Go ahead. So, the settings are applied when you log in. If there are no changes in the profile we have downloaded, we are not going to do anything. But if there is some changes, we are just going to fetch a new profile and apply them automatically. Keep in mind that if the user changes something, we are talking about layers again. We have the system, the Fleet Commander, and the user. If the user changes something, we are not going to override it. But you can easily change all the configurations of your company, deploy it easily, and without like having to worry about that. Just user going to login again, and it's quite, should be quite easy. Go ahead. We have some people trying it out. We still don't have any specific user that I can tell you that this company is using this. This is a new project. This is a, so we have to get it in a little bit more mature state, and that's what we are doing. We are talking to some companies in order to have it in the mature state that then hopefully next year I can get back here saying those companies are using this, they are happy, and my demo is going to work. Maybe. Any more questions? Go ahead. So the question was that this is designed specifically for GNOME, and what about supporting more applications? It may be done in the future. For now, we are relying on just settings. This is the easiest way to log. If there is some easy way to log for other environments, maybe, but for now we are trying to focus on GNOME because we have control of this, we have the developers working together with us, and trying to make it work there. Something else? So let's call it a talk. Thanks, everyone. Please, if you want to see it working, approach me like in the corridor. I'm going to make it work before I leave this conference. And last but not least, I'm not here only to talk about this. I would like to give you guys another short demo about something that was quite nice. I'm not going to take much time from Carlos' conference, from Carlos' talk. It's going to be just something. So, I am also a libosinf maintainer. Libosinf is a project that helps GNOME boxes to do express installation for systems in general. We have a cool system being released yesterday, right? And I crafted some patches while coming from Brno to here. And let's see if they work. Maybe they don't as well. So, GNOME boxes. This is the yesterday released OpenSUSE lib. And here is the express installation. This is done using AutoYAST. AutoYAST developers are there. Thanks for the support. And continue, create. I will just leave my laptop here. Carlos will come, give his talk. If he has 2 or 3 minutes after that, he will call me back. I will show you guys that everything is installed. No hands. And that's all. Thanks all for your time.